The Johannesburg High Court on Wednesday heard the continued testimony of the killer and state witness Muzikayise Malepane in the Tshegofatso Pule murder case. Malepane murdered Pule on June 4, 2020, after allegedly being given orders by Pule's boyfriend, Dutuko Shoba, to kill her to conceal the truth about her pregnancy from his wife. 28-year-old Pule, who was heavily pregnant at the time, was killed and hung from a tree in Roodepoort. Under cross-examination by Shoba's lawyer Norman Makubela, Malepane reiterated that before planning the murder, he and Shoba were acquaintances who had mutual friends and were in the same social circles.
Then the Sachubega name below the Maslanga Nichualin is Puza song, Beganoguzo, and show Bezon, the Bosoega, Salis Blom, a song as Puzuchuan is in danger.
Okay, we were introduced and then we carried on with our lives, but when we meet at places that sell alcohol in Zondi, it says Zondi Gupi?
It's a parking, Zondi 2.
Zondi 2 by the park at Swegas, we will sit and drink together.
Abangan back. Abase Zondi abos usizo. Nami nyabazo.
Yes, we never set any appointment to meet. We'll just bump into each other at those places. And also some of his friends, like Busi, so I also know them. So we would meet there.
So for that, for all intents and purposes, you were never friends to the extent that the impression has been created already before. But you're simply acquaintances.
Manjigasigas.
Or people that know each other from some neighborhoods that would bump into other. But you're never close, as it were, correct?
Manjigasigase, nina bengasi abangani njengoba kuvelile ukuthi nina beni babangani abasondelele kakhulu benabantu nje abazanayo kuma nhlangana endaweni niyaxoxa nihlale nonke kube njalo nje. That is correct.
Despite them being acquaintances and having a business relationship, Malepane's testimony showed that he and Shoba no longer had any business together. This was evident when Shoba's lawyer asked Malepane what he meant when he said Pule's family should get to Shoba before he does in a video clip recorded by journalists after his sentencing in February last year.
That's the reason Nishwal is in the nation.
Well, the reason I said that is because Shoba has put me into too many problems. Too much problems. I mean, too many problems because of him. And he does not even have the guts to stand up for what he has done or take responsibility for what he has done. Manje, ubawushukuthi uzoyenzani wena ma umthola ngaphambi uma ngabe ubatholele yena kucala uzoyenzani.
Ngeke ngumlimaza. To be honest, I'm going to leave my hospital case.
To be honest, my lord, I was going to injure him. Like, he was going to be a hospital case.
Yeah, when you have Voma, I'm going to go to the marine. I'm going to go to the marine. I'm going to go to the marine. If you're not going to go to the marine.
Yes, I agree. I did most of the work in all of this. But if it wasn't for Shoba, I wouldn't be sitting here today. This is not very little to provoke me to violence. What he has done, I don't even have an explanation for it.
To further establish the threats posed by Malepane against his client, Makubela raised an alleged leaked voice note in which Malepane is heard threatening to organize gang members affiliated to the 26 or 28 gangs to sexually assault Shoba once he was in prison.
So, kulabangani bam besikhuluma nabo group chat. Oyiwani uyele wa leaka leyo video, leyo voice note. Mari besizikhulumela nje sodwa, mari qiniso.
Okay, it's true there was a leak of a voice note on social media, but I was talking with my friends.
What? Sorry, madam interpreter.
Of a voice note.
Of a voice note. Yes, sorry.
On social media. But what had happened is I was talking to my friends on a group chat, and one of the friends in the group chat leaked the voice note.
Uba honest, bengizikhulumela nje mara lento beyingaka arrange for them. Besizikhulumela nje ku group chat.
To be honest, I was just talking on group chats. I had not arranged such yet.
Malepane is serving a 20-year sentence for the crime, and Shoba is charged with murdering or conspiring to murder Bule and defeating the ends of justice. He has pleaded not guilty. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.